Gavrilo is used as a manipulative figure, you know, from the politicians. So Bosnian politicians usually think he was a terrorist who shot Austro-Hungarian prince, and Serbian politicians think that he was a hero because he shot occupiers. So it's really, he is misused for political interpretations. What is interesting also, Gavrilo Princip was an anarchist and he was an atheist. And today, Orthodox Church is celebrating him as their own martyr or hero. And that's completely idiotic because this group of people called Young Bosnia, they were planning to shoot Franz Ferdinand, and after that they were planning to shoot Orthodox priests. So this is the good example to show how he is misused today. But to understand him totally, what he did, is important to understand how he lived, how his family lived, and it was absolutely poor Bosnian people who were taken land from Austro-Hungarian Empire. And for him, of course, that Austro-Hungarian Empire, they were occupiers, and he wanted to fight for free country. So it's, you know, it's very important to analyze the whole context before saying this or that. And of course, everybody is, in one hand, you know, if you kill somebody, it's a big guilt on you.